Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff, heard on several great radio stations out there across the seven-state area. Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska, proud to be your hosts today. And I'm going to share something from Rod Nichols.
Very good. And I have, you know how they have homeowners association rules?
Right.
I've got one of those that I think will catch your attention. Okay.
Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And, of course, you can go to tsln.com as well. Check it out, Tri-State Livestock News. All right, so Rod Nichols today on the Good Stuff program. This is about a prayer. So it's called A Favor to Ask. The old man was hedging his bets, boys. He felt that his time was at hand, and he weren't about to take chances on where he would finally land. He spoke to the crew round the campfire, a verbal last will, if you please. Boys, he began, I've a favor to ask, whatever you may think of me. When they lay me to sleep for the last time, before they have put me away, I'd take it right kind of you fellers to pause just a moment to pray. I don't have a need for no flowers. I won't even smell them, you know, but prayers might just get there before me and help to decide where I go. The devil don't like to hear prayer, boys. He might up and lock me right out. And then when I meet with St. Peter, they might help to ease any doubt. This ain't just a one-sided favor I'm asking of all the crew. If I can ease on into heaven, I'll put in a good word for you. The old man did not meet his maker. A number of years would soon pass. But still, to this day at a funeral, I'll pray, and you don't have to ask. From Rod Nichols on The Good Stuff.
As I mentioned about some homeowner association rules, I think this is very interesting. Zach Dean of Valentine contributed this. When you find a place to live, often the only rules you have to follow are state and federal laws. But there are some neighborhoods that also have their own sets of regulations for residents. It might be a homeowners association that requires grass to be kept at a certain length, or that cars are only parked in driveways. However, one town has a much more serious rule residents have to abide to if they want to live there. You and everyone in your family living with you must have their appendix removed.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? You want to hear more, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to live in Villas Las Estrellas, that's what you must do, no matter your age, but it's for a good reason. The town is one of very few in Antarctica. Since there are just a few doctors and no specialist surgeons there, and because the closest major hospital is 625 miles away across the Southern Ocean, as a precaution, anyone staying in town long-term has to get the operation. Otherwise, an appendix bursting could be deadly. It isn't the only extreme rule. Becoming pregnant is also discouraged for similar reasons. In addition, dogs aren't allowed in town because they could spread diseases to the local wildlife. There are currently about 100 people living there, mostly scientists and personnel with Chile's Air Force and Navy, but many of those residents brought their families with them. Villa Estrellas also boasts a post office, a small school, a bank, and other necessities to make people feel comfortable in town, where the yearly temperatures average, are you ready? 27.8 degrees. That's right, folks. That's the average. However, it can go down to 50 below or even colder, like 170 below. In fact, the town gets so frigid that residents are required to stay indoors during the cold season because they literally could freeze to death. Life there can be fun, though. Penguins, which have never been hunted by humans there, come up to the area without fear. Living there is said to be an experience unlike any other. Plus, there is plenty of skiing and snowmobiling to keep you busy, so long as it is warm enough.
27 degrees average temperature?
Average temperature, and sometimes it's as cold as 170 below.
No, thank you.
I mean, it just seems like you get to a certain point and how could it even get colder? I don't understand.
Make your plans now to attend the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo Activities January 31st through February 8th in Rapid City. Bullfighters only on February 1st. Ian Munsick Concert February 7th. The Ranch Rodeo is February 4th. Go to blackhillsstockshow.com and you'll find out more information. And we'll be hoping to share a little bit more about the Black Hills Stock Show on future programs here on The Good Stuff.